Blog Talk Radio.
LGB. 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 LGB.
They say
LGB
everywhere
I go.
LGB.
What it means?
I don't know.
LGB.
Whatever it is.
LGB.
Kamala, help me.
Please.
Please.
All righty then.
I like you.
LGB.
That, let's go, Brandon. Right?
LGB.
This means let's go, Brandon.
No.
LGB.
Sounds like let's go, Brandon. I guess.
LGB.
All right.
Let's go, Brandon.
I am Cornholio.
Chance.
LGB.
Right wing and left wing.
LGB.
So you know the thing.
LGB.
If you don't sing
that back.
LGB.
And you play black.
LGB.
Let's go, Brandon.
LGB.
Let's go, Brandon.
LGB.
Let's go, Brandon.
FJB.
Let's go,
Brandon.
I'm Joe Biden, and I
forgot
this message.
Yeah. Hey. James Bostic here, conservative perspective on Patriot Nation Radio. We know now that in the early years of the 20th century, this world was being watched closely by intelligences greater than man's and yet as mortal as his own. We know now that as human beings busied themselves about their various concerns, they were scrutinized and studied, perhaps almost as narrowly as a man with a microscope might scrutinize the transient creatures that swarm and multiply in a drop of water. With infinite complacence, people went to and fro over the earth about their little affairs, serene in the assurance of their dominion over this small spinning fragment of solar driftwood, which, by chance or design, man has inherited out of the dark mystery of time and space. And yet across an immense ethereal gulf, minds that are to our minds as ours are to the beasts in the jungle, intellects, vast, cool, and unsympathetic, regarded this earth with envious eyes, and slowly and surely they drew their plans against us. In the 39th year of the 20th century came the Great Disillusionment. It was near the end of October. Business was better. The war scare was over. More men were back at work. Sales were picking up. On this particular evening, October 30th, the Crosley Service estimated that 32 million people were listening in on radios. Doesn't really have anything to do with anything. I've always wanted to do that. OTR people will know exactly what that is, where that's from. Everybody else, you're just going to have to Google that, baby. It's good to be here with you. You know, I've been out for a while. Last week, I like a damn near died with a chest cold that was really stubborn, really rugged. But even before that, I just kind of basically like took the month of October off. And you know what? I don't feel bad about it. It was well deserved. I got tired, to be honest with you. I was stretched just a little too thin from basically August up until right now that I'm so happily sitting with you. School year was kind of weirder to start back this year than it has been in most years past, and I was just being pulled in too many directions, so something had to give, and I gave here. 7 years, roughly, of doing this, and that is probably the longest period that I have been broadcasting, of not doing a show. But we're back, and we're here, and as usual, there's a lot to talk about. This was a pretty good week for Americans and constitutional conservatives. We're going to start off with what happened in Virginia. And what happened in Virginia was pretty cool. Terry McAuliffe, longtime consigliere and one of the capos for the Clinton crime family. He'd run for governor. He'd been governor in Virginia, and he was out, and Ralph Northam was in. You guys know Ralph was either in blackface or wearing a Klan hood, maybe both at a couple of different times. He never will own up to which one it was. He just says he was one of them, and he survived. And, you know, he's a Democrat, and he's obviously racist, and they reelected him. Well, all that changed. Glenn Youngkin, Republican, and he's a moderate guy. He's a middle-of-the-road guy, took the issues that count for Americans. What am I talking about? Well, cost me almost $80 to fill up my truck this morning. Yeah, it used to be about 60, 65. I stopped by Arby's for dinner for me and my mom, brought her something to eat, almost $20 for a couple of sandwiches and crinkle cuts. I just saw on my social network, my news feed on my social network, local stores don't have turkeys. In Virginia, one of the big things was the fact that amongst the educational elite was the propagation of this ridiculous critical race theory, which basically says that if you're white, you're a racist. If you're not white, you're a victim. Both of you have been born to it, and there's no escape except through government and penance. Well, that's horseshit. And we're not even going to get into that. Anthony Fauci, Dr. Fauchenstein, in Congress, lying again, Rand Paul taking him to school again. And with what happened in Virginia and with what nearly happened and possibly did happen in New Jersey, you can expect all hell to break loose within the Democrat Party, and powerful key factions are going to be at each other's throats. Voters across the country in this off-year election basically repudiated that radical wing of the Democrat Party that seized control of the Democrat agenda. Republicans swept the statewide offices in Virginia, a state that had recently tantalized Democrat hopes of national dominance by swinging the entire state from red to purple to blue. And even if Phil Murphy ends up winning the governorship in New Jersey as troves of mail-in ballots are added to the totals when the counting resumed, and you can bet they did, the message is still clear. The public does not want to enact the vision of the squad as our new reality. Minneapolis, home of George Floyd, rejected replacement of the city's police department with a social worker-laden Department of Public Safety by a 12-point margin. This is in a city that elected and then reelected radical Muslim Ilhan Omar. The specter of a blowout Republican sweep in 2022 now haunts congressional Democrats in any constituency that is not an urban stronghold. In other words, the heartland. They might call it the hinterland, but the heartland. The parts of America that make this country work. Look for retirements. Look for retirements of Democrats, thereby increasing the odds of a Republican flipping that seat in 2022. The teachers unions, the National Education Association, and the American Federation of Teachers fundamentally became an albatross around the neck of Terry McAuliffe. His slavish embrace in the second candidate debate of their dogma that educators and not parents should be in charge of education became the pivotal point, the turning point of the Virginia election. The union's pressure to bend in-class teaching over the pandemic turned out to be a massive blunder. Not only did they lose the residual goodwill of many parents, who, by the way, were deeply inconvenienced by needing to care for their children during school hours, the online Zoom classes
exposed parents to the poisonous racial doctrines being pushed, as well as other problems with government schools now that radicals have taken over the education establishment. The unions will fight back hard. And they will fight back hard at the interference for politicians on their own side. So as the politicians who wish to kowtow to parents, because they're probably going, hopefully, you know, if they have any brains at all, they're going to see that they need to be listening to parents, and they need to probably reject some of the more plaintive cries from the educators' unions. And people, I'm in the school business. And to be fair, the area where I work, the part of the country where I work, is fairly insulated from this critical race nonsense. I don't know that we will see anything like that in the particular school system that I work, but I promise you I'm being vigilant. So rather than listen to the parents, Terry McAuliffe, who is deep into the, or who have, rather has these unions, he's deep in their pockets. So he's going to do and say what they want done and said. And that's what he did. And fundamentally told parents to shut up and mind their own business. You don't have any business in the school business. That's what we got teachers for. We'll worry about what your children learn. You just go along with it. And the parents in Virginia said, hold my beer. And they went out after him, and they did it. And it was a rebuke. It was a repudiation, unlike which we have seen in a while. And I think a lot of this has to do with the buyer's remorse of a lot of decent Democrats who don't subscribe to this progressive Marxist insanity. They just don't. They were turned off by it. Maybe they didn't vote. Maybe they voted for Glenn Youngkin. I'm not exactly sure. But whatever happened, this rebuke was strong. And these are the people, now mind you, these are the people in Virginia, especially up in the northern part close to D.C. These are all policy wonks. These are all government Joes that work in D.C., but they live in Virginia, and they've brought their left-wing insanity with them. And for a while there, and Virginia's been traditionally a red state, and it went purple, and they were hoping to turn it blue. And they thought this was going to be the way to do it. And it failed. It failed miserably. And in so, by a large measure, and there were a number of other races that were significant where Republicans made headway in places where they hadn't in a long time, and how voter demographics have changed. Latino voters have no desire anything to do with the Democrat Party. They're moving further and further away with that. They're embracing conservatism. They're embracing Republican candidates and conservative ideology and conservative ideals. And the Democrats are horrified. They don't really know what to do, but lacking any real true capacity for introspection, they're going to get worse. They're just going to get worse. Hawaiian Punch. Fauci, that bastard. You guys have heard about the experiments with dogs. Did you hear about this? They took beagles, mutilated them surgically so that they could not cry out, placed them in cages in a lab area, in a lab over in Tunisia, and allowed them fundamentally to be eaten alive by sand flies. For what? I don't know. Why the hell does anybody do that? What is the scientific research value of that kind of brutality, of that kind of sadism? He was back on Capitol Hill today before Congress testifying. Let me pull this up. Rand Paul and Dr. Fauci have gone at it hammer and tong a number of times throughout the last year. Rand Paul coming out on top every time because he sees this guy for what he is. Rand Paul is an ophthalmic surgeon. Okay? He is intimately acquainted with the anatomy of the eye and vision characteristics. He's good at what he does. He's a damn doctor. He understands medicine. He is an intelligent man, and he is somebody that Anthony Fauci cannot put one over on. Let me find this here. How do I have this written? Fauci Paul. Okay, but I don't think I put it in that way. We'll try and look for it there, though, for Anthony. Yep, there it is, Fauci Paul, CYA. This is about a seven-minute clip. It's awesome. It's Rand Paul taking him to task, as he does, calling Fauci what he is, without really saying it, but what he is a lying son of a bitch. Anyway, here he is. Well, maybe he's going to be here. Hold on. Good God. I hit the button, so why in the hell? Well, you know, sometimes, first time back, so what do we do? Okay, here we go. I don't know what's going on here. So we'll try it one more time. It's about an eight-minute clip. And once again, like I said, it's doing what he does best. And these guys have gone after it. And you can find them on YouTube there where they just, every time he's been there on Capitol Hill, Rand Paul's been there to call him out, and he's had absolutely no wiggle room. Try it again.
Senator Paul.
Dr. Fauci, I don't expect you today to admit that you approved of NIH funding for gain-of-function research in Wuhan, but your repeated denials have worn thin, and a majority of Americans, frankly, don't believe you. Even the NIH now admits that EcoHealth Alliance did perform experiments in Wuhan that created viruses not found in nature that actually did gain in lethality. The facts are clear. The NIH did fund gain-of-function research in Wuhan, despite your protestations. You can deny it all you want, but even the Chinese authors of the paper, in their paper, admit that viruses not found in nature were created, and yes, they gained in infectivity. Your persistent denials, though, are not simply a stain on your reputation, but are a clear and present danger to the country and to the world. As Professor Kevin Esfeldt of MIT has written, gain-of-function research looks like a gamble that civilization can't afford to risk. And yet here we are again with you steadfast in your denials. Why does it matter? Because gain-of-function research with laboratory-created viruses not found in nature could cause a pandemic even worse the next time. We're suffering today from one that has a mortality of approximately 1%. They're experimenting with viruses that have mortalities of between 15% and 50%. Yes, our civilization could be at risk from one of these viruses. Experiments that combine unknown viruses with known pandemic-causing viruses are incredibly risky. Experiments that combine unknown viruses with coronaviruses that have as much as 50% mortality could endanger civilization as we know it. And here you sit, unwilling to accept any responsibility for the current pandemic and unwilling to take any steps to prevent gain-of-function research from possibly unleashing an even more deadly virus. You mislead the public by saying that the published viruses could not be COVID. Well, exactly no one is alleging that. No one is alleging that the published viruses by the Chinese are COVID. What we are saying is that this was risky type of research, gain-of-function research. It was risky to share this with the Chinese, and that COVID may have been created from a not-yet-revealed virus. We don't anticipate the Chinese are going to reveal the virus if it came from their lab. You know that, but you continue to mislead. You continue to support NIH money going to Wuhan. You continue to say you trust the Chinese scientist. You appear to have learned nothing from this pandemic. Will you today finally take some responsibility for funding gain-of-function research in Wuhan?
Senator, with all due respect, I disagree with so many of the things that you've said. First of all, gain-of-function is a very nebulous term. We have spent, not us, but outside bodies, a considerable amount of effort to give a more precise definition to the type of research that is of concern that might lead to a dangerous situation. You are aware of that. That is called P3CO.
We're aware that you deleted gain of function from the NIH website.
Well, I can get back to that in a moment if we have time. But let's get back to the operating framework and guide rails of which we operate under. And you have ignored them. The guidelines are very, very clear that you have to be dealing with a pathogen that clearly is shown and very likely to be highly transmissible in an uncontrollable way in humans and to have a high degree of morbidity and mortality, and that you do experiments to enhance that. Hence the word EPPP, enhanced pathogens of potential.
So when EcoHealth Alliance took the virus, SHC-014, and combined it with WIV-1 and caused a recombinant virus that doesn't exist in nature, and it made mice sicker, mice that had humanized cells, you're saying that that's not gain-of-function research?
According to the framework and guidelines.
So what you're doing is defining away gain of function. No. You're simply saying it doesn't exist because you changed the definition on the NIH website. This is terrible, and you're completely trying to escape the idea that we should do something about trying to prevent a pandemic from leaking from a lab. There's the preponderance of evidence now points towards this coming from the lab, and what you've done is changed the definition on your website to try to cover your ass, basically. That's what you've done. You've changed the website to try to have a new definition that doesn't include the risky research that's going on. Until you admit that it's risky, we're not going to get anywhere. You have to admit that this research was risky. The NIH has now rebuked them. Your own agency has rebuked them. But the thing is you're still unwilling to admit that they gained in function when they say they became sicker. They gained in lethality. It's a new virus. That's not gain of function.
According to the definition that is currently operable, you know, Senator, let's make it clear for the people who are listening. The current definition was done over a 2 to 3 year period by outside bodies, including the NSABB, two conferences by the National Academy of Science, Engineering, and Medicine on December 2014, March 2016. We commissioned external risk-benefit assessment, and then on January of 2017, the Office of Science and Technology Policy of the White House issued the current policy.
And coincidentally, the definition appeared on the same day the NIH said that, yes, there was a gain of function in Wuhan. The same day the definition appeared, the new definition, to try to define away what's going on in Wuhan. Until you accept it, until you accept responsibility, we're not going to get anywhere close to trying to prevent another lab leak of this dangerous sort of experiment. You won't admit that it's dangerous, and for that lack of judgment, I think it's time that you resign.
Thank you, Senator Paul. And I would like to give the time to Dr. Fauci.
Yeah, well, there were so many things that are egregious misrepresentation here, Madam Chair, that I don't think I'd be able to refute all of them, but just a couple of them for the listeners to hear for. You have said that I am unwilling to take any responsibility for the current pandemic. I have no responsibility for the current pandemic. The current pandemic, okay? Number two, you said the overwhelming amount of evidence indicates that's a lab leak. I believe most card-carrying viral phylogenists and molecular virologists would disagree with you that is much more likely, even though we leave open all possibilities, it's much more likely that this was a natural occurrence. Third, you say
we've tested 80,000 animals and no animals have been found with COVID.
Senator Paul, the time is set first.
And third, you made a statement just a moment ago That's completely incorrect. Where you say we continue to support research at the Wuhan Institute of Virology.
You proved it in August of last year.
No, no. Your statement says, quote, I wrote it down as you were writing. You continue to support research at the Wuhan Institute of Virology.
You were in committee a month ago and said you still trust the Chinese scientists and you still support the research over there. You said it a month ago in committee.
Senator Paul, I have allowed Dr. Fauci to respond. You've had your time. I'm going to give him
one more minute. He's going to be dishonest. He ought to be challenged.
Senator Paul, we will allow Dr. Fauci to respond after you've given accusations like that. Dr. Fauci.
Well, I don't have any more to say except to
No, you don't have anything more to say because I'm muting your ass. Here's what bothers me. 2 years ago, our friend Claire Lopez, who's due to be with us, and I've got a message into her, so hopefully we'll have her here in a week or so. Our friend Claire Lopez, a former CIA analyst and also worked with Frank Gaffney at the Center for Security Policy and now responsible for an outlet called Lopez Liberty. We knew this. Claire was telling us this 2 years ago. This is not news. And he has denied it the entire time. There were two possibilities as to how this virus was released from the lab. One, and they both had to do with security protocols, which if it's in communist China, and it is a laboratory that researches virology and gain-of-function research for viruses, which, okay, this is what we're talking about, is biological weapons because they were looking to weaponize this thing. Those laboratories are they're overseen by the People's Liberation Army, the Chinese Army. So fundamentally, it's a military installation. It's a research facility, yes, but it is a military research facility with an eye towards weaponizing naturally occurring viruses. We've known this for a while. The evidence through, whether it's direct, anecdotal, forensic, or otherwise, it's all bringing this to bear. This guy approved the money to Eco Health Systems, which was the go-between. That was the washing machine that laundered the money. It was like $500,000. They give it to Eco Health. EcoHealth splits it up with Wuhan. They conduct their research. Something happens. The virus, while not completely weaponized, escapes. There's nothing that can be done about it. It can't be reclaimed. So the Chinese do the next best thing, and that is they disseminate this virus throughout the Western world at the same time, putting a lock on the Wuhan province. If you wanted to fly from Wuhan to Peking, forget about it. Not only forget about it, don't even mention it because they might come and kill you. But if you want to fly from Wuhan to Florence, Italy, or Milan, yes, by all means, we will put you on the champagne. The United States, of course you can. Anywhere outside of China, you want to go, we will happily send you. And they did. This guy lies and says that he's not lying while he lies. By the way, this is the same guy that said, if one mask is good, two is better, and actually walked around with two masks on. This is the guy that we're expected to take seriously. And what frightens me is so many people in positions of power do. I'm here. It's not dead air. I'm just thinking about this. Is it a joke? No, not a joke. As Joe Biden would say, not a joke. I'm not joking. Come on, man. You want to get vaccinated? Get vaccinated. I got my mom vaccinated. She's 87 years old. I'll be damned if I want to lose her to something like, I don't want to lose her, period. Certainly don't want to lose her to something like this. She is at risk. We got her vaccinated. She went and got the first stage, then she went and got the second stage. She's doing fine. I wanted her to have it. I, on the other hand, don't need it. I had it. I have the antibodies. Transient creatures swarming and multiplying in my bloodstream. Better than any vaccination. But Dr. Fauci, the eminent virologist, will tell you, no, 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 no. We're going to discard centuries-old established scientific fact and say, no, your natural antibodies and immunity are not superior to the vaccine, when that is a lie. That's all the guy does. Down to the bottom of the hour, we're going to take a little break. We will be back. Joe Biden pooped himself at some time this last week. We're going to talk about that for no, well, for poops and giggles. That's exactly what we're going to do. We will be back with more of a conservative perspective right here on Patriot Nation Radio right after this.
My temperature rising and my feet on the floor. Plenty of people. Watching girls go by. My, my, my. I'm a girl watcher. I'm a girl watcher. Here comes one now. I was just a boy when I threw away my toy. I found a new pastime well on. Whenever I detect members of the other sex, I play the game, I do so well. Oh, I'm a girl watcher, I'm a girl watcher, watching girls go by. My, my, my. I'm a girl watcher, I'm a girl watcher, here comes one now. Walk a little slower. I wonder if you know that you're putting on a show. Could you please walk a little closer? I'm a girl watcher. I'm a girl watcher. Watching girls go by. My, my, my. I'm a girl watcher. I'm a girl watcher. Here comes one now.
You know what? If a guy went out on stage and did that today, the women's libbers and the nags and the LBGTBQ, DDT, ADHD, TV, I think that's about all the letters, and a Z, would have a baby. You know, I'm serious. They would lose their minds. They would poop out a wire brush. They would go insane over that simple, innocent, groovy little song. By God, I'm going to do it. I got to find a karaoke bar somewhere in some hyper left-wing liberal Fruit Loop area and go in and sing that. Oh boy. was... Yeah. Oh, wait a minute. I got to hit the pause button. Hang on a second. Or not the pause button, mute button. And we're back. It was a hell of a chest cold last week, and I'm serious. It was a tough one. As a matter of fact, about this time last week, like late Wednesday night, moving into Thursday during the day, I was becoming a bit alarmed. I had struggled for a while and just, you know, a lot of congestion. It was real stubborn, couldn't produce. I'm not going to gross you guys out with it, but, and I'm still expelling a little bit of the residual, but boy, do I feel so much better. Let me tell you about that. Bananas. Antibiotics, and my pal Brownie taking care of everything that I couldn't take care of. I mean, it was awesome. She did a terrific job. So next thing we're going to talk about, oh, yeah, Biden pooping himself. Did you guys hear about that? That's what they think happened. Seriously, I'm not making it up because you damn people think I lie anyway. But here was the deal. Last week, he goes to meet the Pope. The Pope, not the poop. The Pope. So, and again, let me qualify this. It is speculation. But hear me out. it starts out with our president meeting the Pope at the Vatican, presumably to discuss Jesus' thoughts about climate change and whether or not you can claim to be a good Catholic while joyously facilitating the dismemberment of unborn babies. So three things stood out about this meeting. The first thing, which I think is kind of important, is the fact that the Vatican canned the traditional live footage of the event, instead only providing still photographs and small snippets of conversation between two pale, frail old men. In one snippet, Biden told the Pope that he, Pope Francis, was now talking to the only Catholic who's never had a drink. Biden looks at the Pope and says, "You're now talking to the only Catholic who's never taken a drink. Your popishness." And even though the Pope is an extremely devoted leftist, I'm sure he probably didn't appreciate the inference that his flock is composed of drunks and probably wondered how deeply golden fried a clearly senile Biden would be if he had been a drinker. What the hell does that mean? You're probably talking to the only Catholic that's never had a drink, Pope. What? Okay. Number two, Biden's meeting was a lot longer than the Pope's previous meetings with Orange Man Bad or the Lightbringer. Now, you can understand Pope Francis cutting short his meeting with Donald Trump. Hell, he's the only American president ever to stand up for the unborn. And socialist popes can't have anybody standing up for the unborn. But why would the Pope spend so much time with the addled husk of Jill Biden's husband? Was he that much more eloquent and entertaining than St. Barry of Chi-Town? No, probably not. Now, here's where it gets weird. The third strange item about the Vatican photos is that they appear to show Biden wearing a blue suit, which in the same meeting later was changed to a black one, which is kind of weird. I thought it might have been a brown one. Okay. He starts out the meeting in a blue suit, later in the same meeting photographed wearing a black suit. Now, why would an old feeble man need to change his pants? As someone who has arrived at old, and isn't that far away from feeble, I know the answer, and it rhymes with Descartes. Should someone wearing a suit accidentally Descartes, it takes a good while to get out of all those clothes, clean up the affective area, and then totally redress. Now, photos can lie, and they can be altered. So we can't be sure of Biden's suit change, nor can we prove that the live TV feed was cut and the meeting ran long simply because Joe shifted his pants. So, could it have happened? Yeah. It's highly likely, but not necessarily definite that an old man in the throes of dementia could have an accident. And libs, you know, the left is absolutely losing, they're losing their shift over the over what's going on with Twitter, because it's been, you know, it's been all over the place. And they you know, in a fit of tit for tat, they took a photo of Donald Trump golfing, white trousers, and photoshopped a brown stain on him. If Trump had ever suffered an accidental Descartes in public, if that had really happened. That photo would have been on the front page of the New York Times. It would have led every news. It would have led every news story on CNN for 4 years and been a full color poster on Brian Stelzer's wall. Hell, they would have given the Pulitzer to that the photographer who took the picture. So that's how you know that is a fake. Sharkgate, on the other hand, seems genuine. And in time, may even replace Let's Go Brandon. Could it have happened? Well, hell yeah, it could have happened. He's almost 80 years old. He is continuously on the go. Pardon. Anyway. I didn't mean that. He's on the go. He's either at the house in, where the hell's he at? Connecticut, Vermont, somewhere like New Hampshire, Connecticut, I think it's Connecticut, or New Hampshire. Anyway, so if he's not at the White House, he's there. Or he's going to all these summits where he's routinely ignored and laughed at. The nootropic drugs and whatever cognitive cocktail that they have him on to quasi-function publicly has probably been, you know, it's been laying siege to his system since he entered the presidential race. Stress, agitation, different time zones, hustle and bustle, although admittedly there's not a whole lot of hustle and bustle with this guy. Because, you know, they'll call a lid on things at 9 o'clock in the morning because he's just too poop to pop. God, somebody stop me. So could it have happened? Yeah. He's an old guy. He's not in good health. He is inundated pharmacologically with God knows what all running through his system. There are bound to be physiological side effects. And a loss of that kind of control, even amongst regular folks at that age, isn't necessarily uncommon. What does it mean? Well, I don't know that it means anything. It means that a senile old man conceivably pooped in front of the Pope. He's too pooped the Pope. All right. I'm trying to stop. I'm trying, okay? But I'm not having a lot of success at it. What it does, though, what it does illustrate is this is not a guy who is clearly up to the task psychologically, and in most cases, I would imagine, physiologically as well for the stressors and pressures of this particular office to be chief executive in the United States. And to be truthful with you, you know, I figured he would have been out of the picture for at least a month, 2 months by now. I figured he would have shot his wad over the summer and that would have been the end of his story. And who knows, maybe he can go the distance. Maybe he can go 4 years. I just don't know how, but then again, I didn't know how he could have made it. I don't know how he's made it this far. But at some point, and I can't help but feel that point is drawing nigh where his mental decline, his cognitive degradation will outstrip the ability of these drugs, whatever they've got him on, these cognitive enhancers, it'll outstrip their ability. They won't be able to dose him up to the point where he can function. I mean, he's been borderline and on the bubble. You guys have heard all the crazy things he said. And I could pull them up and I don't really, but I mean, we've heard them all and everybody looks at him and, you know, the emperor has no brain. You know, when he said, okay, look.
The case, we cannot let this, we've never allowed any crisis from the Civil War straight through to the pandemic of 17, all the way around 16. We have never let our democracy take second fiddle. Way that we can both have a democracy and elections and at the same time correct the public health.
The way China will respond is when we gather the rest of the world that in fact invades in open trade and making sure that we're in a position that the world that we deal with WHO the right way. That in fact that's when things begin to change. That's when China's behavior is going to change. The way
I want to ask.
Dick. What's with this guy?
Steve, that's our time.
Okay. All right. I appreciate your time. Thanks so much to Mr. Vice President as well.
Thank you. I hope I can see you again. Thank you.
Does this sound like a guy capable of running the country? Well, he doesn't have to run the country. He's got, you know, he's a puppet. He's a figurehead. He's a rubber stamp. And they'll use him until they use him up. And then they'll find somebody else. But the thing that we can take encouragement from, and I got to wrap this up. I only got a couple of minutes. The thing that we can take encouragement from, I think, and it's not a death knell. It's not a stake through their heart. But what happened in Virginia, the repudiation of the teachers' unions that advocate the implementation of critical race theory in the curriculum, with these kids, parents said no, absolutely not, no further. We're drawing that line and we're holding it, and they did. And this and one thing about Virginia, like I said, you got all these people from D.C. who make the commute and they live there, or they've got farms there, or they got their summer homes or their retreats there. These people are locked into big political organizations, big political machines. Okay, Terry McAuliffe is no small fry. But the people of the Commonwealth of Virginia saw behind what was going on, and they ended it. And they ended it the only way that you can. With a vast and overwhelming landslide, a cascade type of defeat against these people. And it's not just Washington, D.C. and the people that get sent to Washington, D.C. You have to pay attention to your city councils, your county commissions, your school boards. Look who's running your prosecuting attorney's offices. Buddy of mine, Scott Kesterson, we had a thing called the American Brand Radio Initiative there for about a year or so, one of the projects I was involved with him. And he was a strong advocate of that all politics are local. And that's where you have to start. You have to start in your town. You have to look at the people that are running for your school boards. You have to look at the people who are on your city councils, your county commissions, your state legislatures, your prosecuting attorneys, your attorney general for your state, your governors. We get a lot of presidents from governorships. Ronald Reagan, Bill Clinton, George W. Bush. Governors. So we've got to look closely at these people. I got to tell you, it's nice to be back. Was talking with my good friend Michael Cutler. He'll be with us next Thursday. Regrettably, that's only an hour program. I don't exactly know how that's going to work. I didn't think about that when I was talking to him earlier, but I'm going to be catching up with him this weekend. So maybe next Tuesday, because that's a 2-hour program, and that's
undoubtedly more to his liking, as it is mine, because I love visiting with my friend Mike. And anytime I can have him on the radio, for as long as I can get him, you can bet I'm going to do it, because it's worth every second. Conservative perspective is heard on the Mojo 5.0 radio network, Sundays, 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, mojo50.com. If you aren't listening, well, you should be, because it's the very best in libertarian and conservative talk radio. Bryson Gray coming up next, scheduled with our pal Guapo. The handsome one should be coming on here in just a little bit. We got a couple minutes. We do it live here Tuesdays and Thursdays, 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Overall, it's been a pretty good week. We have some things to be very optimistic about with the election in Virginia and some of these other key, albeit smaller, yet key races. We're going a long way towards stopping. There's Guapo now. We're going a long way towards slowing down and ultimately stopping this Build Back Better spending boondoggle that the Brandon administration is out having out there. They've scheduled for votes on this three different times, and they've called that back. They've canceled those invariably because the political climate was just not looking good, and it isn't looking any better now. Not dead air, just getting a drink. It's been awesome to get to spend time with you again. It's good to have been back here hanging out with you. We are down to a minute left in the program. We have got the man here himself, the handsome one, Mark Hoffman, El Guapo. Mi amigo, ¿cómo está?
What's happening?
There's not anything going on, man. It's good to be back. How have you been?
Stress levels are at an all-time high.
Have you heard from Bryson Gray? Is he still going to be on?
I don't know. We'll find out soon. I see someone is there maybe in the queue. I don't know if that's somebody or if that's you guys.
That's me. I usually call myself to make sure that we've got a good connection.
Right.
Anyway, I'm going to let you go. Ladies and gentlemen, here he is. Scheduled tonight, Bryson Gray, creator of the viral hit Let's Go Brandon, and he's going to be here. He's been banned all over the place. They won't talk to the guy. They won't give him the time of day. He's probably got the biggest hit in the country. And hopefully Mark's got something worked out where he's going to be with Mark on Patriot Nation Radio Live tonight. And speaking of Patriot Nation Radio Live, here he is, Mark Hoffman and Patriot Nation Radio Live. Mark, have a terrific show. Can't wait to hear what's going to go on.
All right. Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, that is James Bostic and Conservative Perspective.
You are listening to Patriot Nation Radio Live, 347-637-3942.
Yes, indeed. We'll be back shortly.
Thank you for listening to Patriot Nation Radio, 347-637-3942.
Attention conservatives. Big social media is targeting conservatives like you and me in an effort to silence us and the truth. The free speech social media that you have waited for is here at LibertyRush.com. No longer do you have to be distracted by fake news. Join the war on fake news at LibertyRush.com. The official alternative with no libtard rhetoric. Guaranteed. LibertyRush.com.
Hey, what's up, everybody? This is Dave Bray, America's favorite patriotic rocker, and you are listening to Patriot Nation Radio Network.
Yes, indeed, folks, we're here. It's the Patriot Nation Radio Show. I don't know what's shaking, what's going down, who knows what's happening. I don't know. Bryson Gray has been banned all over the place. His video is being blocked on Facebook and other avenues. Because of medical misinformation is what they're claiming. So you can sing a song, write a song, sing whatever you want, but if they don't agree with it, they're going to kill your art. I ain't a rap fan. I ain't a fan by any imagination of rap. Don't get me wrong. I'm a rock and roll. I played in an AC/DC tribute band for 6.5 years. I don't listen to rap. My nephew, he's an up-and-coming rapper. You can find him on YouTube, Edwards, without the A. Look for him. He's doing great stuff. Maybe during the show, I'll pull up an Edwards song and we can listen to my nephew rap. I'm not into rap. I'm not a rapper. Yeah, if you're the Sugar Hill Gang, you know, you're hip-hop, hip-hop, don't stop rocking. Yeah, that's one thing, you know. But hey, we have freedom of expression in this country, don't we? Don't we have a First Amendment protected right to speak our mind and express our artistic views upon the world as we see fit? Apparently in this day and age, no. Let's Go Brandon is very popular. It raced up the charts and overtook Adele, who has sold in her career 120 million records. 120 million is her sale. And Bryson Gray, rapper from the Florida area, puts out a song that overtakes the number one song in the nation on the iTunes chart. And of course, Forgiato, his tune cruised up the charts. But one of the reasons that Bryson made this song is because all of the Let's Go Brandon songs were laced with vulgarities, curse words, the F-bomb, this, that, and the other thing. Bryson being he's generally a Christian rapper. And the guy raps, he raps about Jesus. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. That's amazing stuff. So they banned his video for medical misinformation. So I'm going to see if I can get one of these versions to play here that's not banned, and we'll see. And I don't know if our guest is going to make it. Like I said, he's been banned everywhere for medical misinformation, apparently. Let's see if this is the one. Find out here in a minute.
Attracting new customers has
after these messages from
tricky.
Google.
So we claimed our free business profile on Google. Yeah, now we can accept bookings, list our products, even post updates. Our free business profile helps us stand out and connect with customers on Google.
Let's go,
Brandon.
Hey.
Let's go,
Brandon.
Hey.
Let's go, Brandon.
Hey.
Let's go, Brandon.
Hey. Let's go, Brandon.
You know what they say,
huh? What's the same one, folks?
Here it is. Our demons just in disguise. Look at Kyrie Irving and Nicki Minaj. Look at Australia, that was coming in. We don't stand up. Stop complying with them. I'm gonna write this time to man up. Tell them so in for red back law. That's just what I can't trust. If you ever about the back, then they're gonna stand up. Hey, 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 Brad. I can draw my gun mechanic. Hey, hey, let's go. We polish.
This ain't the full jam, but it's a good part of the jam. So we're going to play it. This is Bryson Gray's version. This is his clean Christian version of Let's Go Brandon. He's tired of hearing the curse words in all the songs. So here we go, folks. Here you
go. In the sky. Look at Kyrie Irving and Nicki Minaj. Oh, look at Australia. That's what's coming in. We don't stand up. I'm playing with them, but I'll write the kind of man up. Tell them so in for red back law, that's just what I can't trust. If you ever find the back, then they're gonna ban them. Stay with Brandon, I can draw my gun mechanic. Hey, hey, let's go Brandon.
Let's go Brandon. Banned.
Mr. Reagan.
Now, the title of this video is probably...
Like I said, it's banned all over the place. It's hard to find. I'm trying to find it now as we're going live here on the Patriot Nation radio show. Look up. There's my son. All right. We're going to try to find this. In the meantime, I'm going to play Forgiato Blow's version while I search for this. So here we go. If you don't know Forgiato, check him out. Go Brandon Slide. We're going to find it here.
As you can hear the chant from the crowd. Let's go, Brandon. Brandon, you're going to kind of
come back. I'm screaming, let's go, Brandon. Patriots trying to plug Joe Biden. The media, they're trying to play us like for war. You know she hot for Biden.
court, yeah. Fake news trying to silence the truth, yeah. These are people trying to save the youth, yeah. I ain't taking no vaccine. I ain't flying Southwest, don't ask me, no, and I ain't wearing no mask, ain't nasty, and all you liberals better stop trying to harass me, you know we took the top of steel, sparing me Republican, fuck a red pill, now the whole world screaming, fuck Joe Biden, not Americans and TVs, I hear wild, let's go Brandon, let's go Brandon, let's go Brandon, let's go Brandon.
Also a new favorite among Americans, winning a big race, Brandon Brown, after his big victory in Talladega. Well, the reporter actually thinks they're saying cheering Brandon. But did you listen closely? No, they're not.
Yeah, you know they ain't. They try to spin it on the pizza. But you can never play the Patriots, I told you. Joe, you went viral again.
No, they weren't chanting Joe Brandon at all. You, the American people, have every reason to be angry at Joe Biden. He is failing this country around every turn. Every American is paying the price. The world is paying the price.
We're going to be outside fine. I'm going to play something else while I try to locate.
Happy, so happy, when there's the opening
up. Bryce and Gray is banned. Screaming yell things like, F Joe Biden, F-bomb, F-bomb, F-bomb. But talk about Joe Brandon in the Christian version, they banned you. So I'm going to play a tune while we wait. I'm going to try to find this because it's very important that we hear this tune tonight and see what got this guy banned. You know, it's really unbelievable. So I'm going to play a tune, if I can find it here on our soundboard. We're going to play a jam, and then we're going to go ahead and find this song. I don't know what happened to my soundboard. My songs are buried. I can never find them. Now I got to dig so deep to find a song. Dave Bray, Freedom Rings. I'll be back in 3 minutes and 32 seconds, hopefully with Bryce and Gray. Let's go, Brandon, the Clean Christian version. If I can get this play, here we go. Dave Bray.
That's Freedom Rings, Daybreak, DaybreakUSA.com. All right, I think I found it. I'm going to try it. Here we go. Bryson Gray, let's go, Brandon. Hopefully it plays. Let's see what happens. Band everywhere. All I got is the spinning circle.
How you roll, but you haven't opened your eyes. We politicking by beaches in disguise. Look at Kyrie Irving and Nicki Minaj. Oh, God, I tell you, that's what's coming next. We don't stand up. Stop complying with them, but I'll write the title, man. Other girls don't need more red backlogs. That's just what I can't do. If you ever fight the back, then they gonna ban us. Hey, this is about control. Everybody knows. Everyone complies. Where the counter pros? I don't need a plan.
Well, that's how you get banned. You play a song about Joe Biden, you go against. Hey, look, man, I don't think I got an hour in me tonight without a guest. Hey, Debbie's watching. How you doing, Deb? All right, so let's see. I think we can. Maybe I can play it. Well, this is another preview.
How you roll, but you haven't opened your eyes.
That's just a preview. Shucks. This is really a bummer. I really want to hear this song. Preview. So, like I said, it's banned everywhere. They got it on here on, I don't know what the heck this is, iTunes, Spotify. I don't have an account. I don't have my wallet here to buy it right now, so I'm really bummed because it's being banned. I had it. I saved it. It got banned. It's Bryson Gray. So I'm just going to play the preview again. You got to find it. Go to, what is it? Where am I here? Apple Music. All right, I'm sure it's on Spotify and all your favorite music outlets you can find. Bryson Gray. Let's go, Brandon. But here's the preview again. Got him banned.
These politicians are demons just in disguise. Look at Kyrie Irving and Nicki Minaj. Oh, shit, I tell you, that's what's coming next. We don't stand up. Stop complying with them, but I'll write this kind of man up. Tell them don't get for red back laws, that's just what I can't turn. If you ever fight the back, then they gonna ban us. Hey, this is out of control, everybody knows. Everyone applies, we're the type of foes. I don't need a plane, I just hit the road. I do what I want, I can sell my soul. But it's not the brand, this is what you chose. Ruining the country, I think that's the goal. You won't take the mark, I think never rolls. I'm a man of God, I can never fold down. Drum like got me cannon, hey, hey, let's go panic. Handing the game real, they just panic, hey, hey, let's go panic. When you ask questions, they thought panic, hey. Let's go Brandon, hey, hey, let's go Brandon, hey, hey, let's go Brandon. I keep it drawn like I'm Nick Cannon, hey, hey, let's go Brandon. Pandemic ain't real, they just planned it, hey, hey, let's go Brandon. You ask questions, they thought Brandon, hey, hey, let's go Brandon, hey, hey, let's go Brandon, hey, hey.
Let's go Brandon and clear that man of wreck, hey, hey. Let's go Brandon, now the Taliban a threat, hey, you planted now the Taliban is standing on our neck. Get to America, you want to be president. I don't think you gave me that. Let me make it clear, man.
That's the full version. Give me a thumbs up. Give me some thumbs.
Weird. I wish I could take you in the back place.
Uh-oh, this is something.
How you roll, but you haven't opened. I'm the king, hey, hey, let's go Brandon. Pandemic ain't real, they just planned it, hey, hey, let's go Brandon. You ask questions, they start banning, hey, hey, let's go Brandon, let's go, hey, let's go Brandon.
Right. Hey. We got the full version.
Let's go Brandon, now the Taliban a threat. Hey, you planted, now the Taliban is standing on our neck. Can't get to America, you are barely president. I don't think you hear, man. Let me make it clear, man. Better keep your hands into yourself. That stuff is weird, man. I wish I could take you in the back place.
Dang it, I did it again. I'm having a hard time getting through this song. But you can tell it's a pretty good jam. I'm not a rapper. I don't listen to rap. I don't like rap usually, you know. I mean, I like some of it. It's okay. Like if they come with a bass guitar and a drum set and a guitar and a couple of guys rapping. I don't like when it's like a dude running around on stage so much with a soundtrack. But I guess when you're up and coming and things like that, that's what you do. I don't know. Well, I guess that's what's popular. That's what my nephew does. I don't know what that means. Chapter and verse. Rap. It's rap, folks. So listen. Apparently Bryson's not coming on the show. It's kind of a bummer. I was really looking forward to talking to him. Seems like a really cool guy. I've been watching some of his interviews and things that he's been doing in other places, and they've all been pretty good. The song's pretty good. I think the song's not bad. Bryson's Gray song is called Let's Go Brandon. It's featuring Tyson James and Chandler Crump. Now, Bryson is a Christian rapper out of the Tampa Bay area. And, yes, his song was banned because of medical disinformation was what I was told. So being that we don't have Bryson, you heard the song. Go to search Bryson Gray on Apple Music, Spotify, iTunes. He's all over the place as far as I can tell. He ousted Adele at the number one spot on the top 10 iTunes or whatever it is. Nudged her out of the place. And not only that, but, hey, Melissa, Forgiato may crack the top 10, too, with his Let's Go Brandon jam. So if you look around, you can find Bryson Gray, Let's Go Brandon, featuring Tyson James and Chandler Crump. And you won't be disappointed. So today, sleepy, creepy, kid-touching President Joe Biden, out of the confines of his bunker, wherever the heck he is. I don't know, you know, they show him like in the Oval Office. Sometimes they think he's sitting in a green screen in an old folks home somewhere in a convalescent place. I don't even know if he's really out there in public, you know, falling asleep. Here's the climate summit. Here's a guy saying that climate change is the biggest threat to America and the world, right? Climate change. And here's sleepy, creepy, kid-touching President Joe Biden. So important, I'll take a nap, and then all 480 of us can jump on our Lear jets and planes and gas-guzzling vehicles and fly the heck out of here. Democrats, do as I say, not as I do, party. So there he is, sleepy, creepy kid touching Uncle Joe, President Joe Biden, passed out at the climate summit, pushing New Green Deal socialism down the throats of Americans. Thank God for Joe Manchin. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Youngkin wins in Virginia. Red wave is coming. Folks, this is not going to be a red wave. It's going to be a number of red tsunamis, mini tsunamis. Each state is going to have a miniature tsunami. You know? And we almost won Jersey. Biden won Jersey by over 15 percentage points. We won Virginia. Virginia wins. Red. Attorney General, Lieutenant Governor, first African-American female elected to such a high office in Virginia, first ever. Ms. Sears, a Marine veteran, exemplify. And, you know, Mr. Youngkin. That's a sweep. Attorney General, Lieutenant Governor, Governor. Now, Virginia is a red state again. Hallelujah. There were races where Democrats had stronghold seats for decades, and they were overturned for the first time, some of them in 100 years. It's unbelievable. So, with 2020 elections looming, you can guarantee that the Democrats are going to ramp up every effort to destroy this country, being that they have less than a year to accomplish this goal of taking down everything that the great President Trump did. Yes, Melissa, he's a West Virginian, but I'm hoping he decides like these Democrats are nuts and comes out and speaks out against the madness inside the Democrat Party. Mr. Manchin from West Virginia, please come out as a whistleblower on the shenanigans of the inside crap of the Democrat Party and tell us what's really happening in there. Ilhan Omar and Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez are really running Congress right now for the Democrats. What? You know, I remember under Oblamo, Harry Reid was always out there. Where's Harry Reid? Dianne Feinstein. These people are old dinosaurs. My guess is They kick the bucket, and they're voting by proxy from their living room. I don't. Where are they? Somebody's voting for them, and they're dead. Sometimes I think that might be the case. Where are these people? Grandma Pelosi's still out there every day tromping around. What happened? Oh, Maxine Waters, impeach 45. Where's Maxine Waters? Why are they so quiet? Are they in their chambers laughing at America now as it crumbles? They're like, well, our job's done. America's over. We destroyed it. Everything that was America is now fading away. I have one of these. Show it all the time. That to me is the law of the land. And that's all that stands. Today the vaccine mandates were handed down by the Joe Biden administration. Hold on, folks. What's up, sweetheart? Oh, wife's letting the cat out. Cat was trapped in here in my little studio. Sleepy, creepy kid touched President Joe Biden today and unveils his vaccine mandate. Folks, mandates are mandates. They are not laws. You do not have to abide by them. But you may not have a job. Have a plan B. If you plan on not getting the vax, have a plan B. I have a plan B. Not everybody has a plan B. Companies with 100 or more employees must vaccinate, be vaccinated, or get weekly tested and wear a mask. They'll wear a mask. I got three tests since this has all been down. One, because my wife got sick. Two, because my wife got sick. And three, because I got sick. But I didn't have COVID. All three tests came back negative. Although I did have a fever for 7 days, and I still can't smell shit. But they told me it was negative. So it must be negative. Kristen Sinema. Very quiet. You don't hear much about her after they chased her into the bathroom and harassed her while she was trying to use the restroom, threatening her. And you know why this clown in Virginia lost? Little boys in the little girl's bathroom. Little girl gets raped by a little boy in a dress. They cover it up. Loudoun County, Virginia. School board hit it, shipped the kid off to another school, the kid in the dress. Denied anything ever happened, and the kid in the dress went into the girl's room in the other school they switched to and did it again. Forcible sodomy and forcible oral sex. Unbelievable. And they covered it up. And they're not in prison. Why are they not in prison? The school board. Where are the folks with the pitchforks and the torches and the big bucket of tar and the bag of feathers? They drag these people out into the streets and embarrass them publicly. Today, Rand Paul grills Dr. Fauci, telling him he's just lying straight to his face. Hey, Jim and Linda, Dr. Fauci's a scam artist. They wonder why people don't want the vaccine. Let's see, they've got everything wrong since the very beginning. Wear a mask, don't wear a mask. Wear two masks. Wear a mask and get a vax. 15 days to flatten the dirt. The curve has turned into 2 years. 15 days. Just put on a mask. 15 days. We're going to flatten the curve. Don't worry. We're not going to force vaccines. Oops. Now you have to get vaxxed. 100 people or more? Vax. Oostre the axe. I will not be getting the vax. You heard it here first on the Patriot Nation Radio Show. Mark Hoffman, host of the Patriot Nation Radio Show, will not, and I repeat, be getting a vax. Folks, just keep fighting. Patriotism is rising in this country. Everybody is really fighting for this country like never before, and I'm very proud of the efforts of people like this guy, Scott Pressler. Have you seen Scott Pressler and the work this guy's done? Love him or hate him. The guy is unbelievable. He's turning the tides of elections. And then we got over here in my neck of the woods, there was, I don't know, like 5,000 more Democrats than Republicans. The 2020 election. The last count I saw due to people like Scott Pressler and people knocking on doors and registering voters, it's like now 50. We're turning Pinellas and Hillsborough County, Florida. These two counties have been notoriously blue the whole time I've lived here in this state, the last 20 years. They will both be red in the next election. Mark my words. Due to the hard work of door-knocking patriots, yesterday on the state capitol steps in Tallahassee, Florida, they rallied over there with Chris Ann Hall. Folks, if you don't know Chris Ann Hall, you better find out who she is. She knows her stuff. She's great. She's been on the show 2, 3, 4 times now over the course of the years, dating all the way back to the Bundy Ranch situation. Chris Ann Hall and her husband, J.C. Hall, doing amazing stuff. They had, a couple thousand people out there, mutual friends, all made it up there. So many people made it to the steps of Tallahassee. Then I reached out to my wonderful state senator, state representative from my district. I'm going to tell you what I've been writing to this guy. This is my state representative. I've been sending him messages because, you know what? He is out of hand. No, I can't say he's out of hand. He may not be out of hand. He seems like he might be trying to do what's right. And I'm going to... Won't let me in. This is just ridiculous. Let me go in this one. I'll just check it over here. He's my local state representative. And I've been sending him things like this here. This is what I told him the other day. It's being reported that members of the Florida Republican Party are against DeSantis and for the Biden vax mandate. It is your responsibility to stand for your constituents. State law trumps federal law. As you know, the states created the federal government, not the other way around. And the 10th Amendment is very important. Then I send him the 10th Amendment. And today... more sources reached out, and insider sources are saying, this is to my Florida state representative up in Tallahassee. Insider sources are saying Rhino Republicans in the Florida state capitol are teaming up with demon rats to go against Governor DeSantis' vax and mask mandate ban. We are watching. Let your colleagues know, in case you missed yesterday's event, on the Capitol steps. Thank you, sir. Then I invited him to join the show tonight, and I told him, I go live tonight, right now, I'm live. Give a ring. Tell us what's really going on in the state house. He ain't calling. His name is Wilton Simpson, state house representative. I don't know why it's not letting me into my messages. I don't know what's up. I have no idea. And now my messenger don't work. Maybe I can get in this way. It don't matter. I got that one. Folks, reach out to your representatives. Reach out to your county commissioners, your school board members. Here in our county, the school board is toast. Everybody got their tax bills. They increased everybody's tax bill almost $300, and folks are opening up their envelopes and falling out of their chairs. We had tried to tell them, and they voted for it. They voted in favor for it, right? The people here voted in favor because it's for the kids, it's for the schools, we're going to help the schools. And then they open their tax bills and go, oh my God, I can't believe my taxes went up. They voted for it. The knuckleheads in this county voted for the millage increase for the schools. These turds have done it. These conservative school board members in my area voted for tax increases. It's pretty incredible. What's happening, it's happening locally. We see people in the Florida State House are going on a coup against the president, against the governor here in the state, Governor Ron DeSantis. And we're on them. We ain't going to let them be underhanded, backstabbing, no good rhinos. And make sure they all know that we're watching. I let this guy know on a regular basis, Mr. Wilton Simpson, that I am watching his job, what he's doing. and I have a voice here, and I will reach out to all my friends and family and people that are in this area, his constituency, and let them know exactly what's going on. That our guy's a rhino. He's leaving us hanging. We can't have that. So hopefully he's not. I'm giving him the benefit of the doubt. Mr. Simpson, I hope you're listening, and I hope so. Sometimes he tunes in. No, I got your back if you do the right thing. This is a Trump county. You know it's a Trump county. You ran a good campaign. I voted for you. Make sure, Mr. Simpson, that you do what's right for your constituency. Remember who we support here in Hernando County. We support President Trump. This is a Trump county, 100%. We had like 85 to 100 cars in a caravan right before Election Day, the weekend right before Election Day. Hundreds of cars, hundreds of people, DJs, hot dog trucks, all this kind of stuff we had. And there's Mike Kugath. He's my coworker. What's up, Mike? The sleepy, creepy kid touching President Joe Biden keeps rolling along with these crazy, you know, the last administration was like, oh, my God, we can't have this fascist Donald Trump in office. We got to get instead an insane dictator named Joe Biden who can't remember his name or where he is or what day it is or what he's talking about half the time. Unbelievable. I'm just hanging on here hoping Bryson calls in, but I don't think he's going to make it. So you know what, man? I'm tired. I'm done. So look, what I'll do right now is I'm going to do this. And if you want it, I'm just going to randomly play a number. You call in the show. And I'll pick up the phone. All right, I'm going to get the number here. I'm going to play it. So get a pen ready. I'm going to pick up the first caller that calls in. And we can chat. And write down, here it goes.
You are listening to Patriot Nation Radio Live, 347-637-3942.
And that number again is...
You are listening to Patriot Nation Radio Live, 347-637-3942.
Give a call. I'll pick up the line. And we'll chit-chat. I have nothing to talk about. I could care less. I'm so fed up with this crap. I'm sick and tired. Sick and tired of the bullshit. It's like I'm talking to the wall. I'm talking. It's great. People listen. You guys all tune in. There's no show without you guys. I wouldn't, and as long as I keep seeing faces up here and people are tuning in and I see even one person in the live feed, I got to talk, man, but it's killing me. Pretty soon we're going to have election season again. We've been at this almost 9 years now, folks. We're coming up on 10 years. No, not coming up on 9 years. It'll be 9 official years. Oh, shit. 2013. I started in 2013. July 10th, 2013 was my first show. I can't do math right now. I'm half asleep. If you want to call into the show and you want to chit-chat, even for 2 minutes, get me to the end of the show, 347-37-3942. Give a call. I can wait 2 minutes and I'm ending the show. I got nothing to talk about. I could care less. I could give a crap. What do you call a blind German? I don't know. What do you call a blind German, Melissa? Mandy. Oh, hey, Mandy. Can you call, you're Mandy from Australia, right? If so, send a thumbs up. If you're Mandy from Australia, you got to call the show. You have got to call the show, Mandy. Oh, my God, I want to know what's going on from Australia. We're hearing so many horror stories here in the USA, the great land of the United States of America. I forgot I was going to play. I don't know what the heck I was looking for a song. I don't know. Me too, Melissa. Me too. We speak it fluently around the house here. Oh, sprechen Sie klein bisschen Deutsch. Did I say that right? I sprechen Sie klein bisschen Deutsch. See, my wife, she's the interpreter. You know? I don't know if Mandy's calling in. I don't know. Let's see. It would be great. She's all the way over there in Australia. So let's put the number in and give us a call and hear what's going on in Australia with the COVID situation. Hopefully that's you. I hope you're well, Mandy. I hope that's you in Australia, that all things are well and you're fine and you're happy and you're healthy. If that's you, call in. There's the number. I'm watching the board. It is tomorrow in Australia right now, folks. So if she calls, we'll be speaking to the future. And every once in a while, Carl from New Zealand, he was previously in Australia, he tunes in. It'd be great to hear from him. I tried to get him to call in last time he tuned in, but he didn't call either. So who knows? We'll see. What's happening, Hester? What do you want to say, sweetheart? I can do it. Well, I don't know if Mandy's going to call in. I don't know if anybody's going to call in. If you want to call in, you want to chit-chat, I got 20 minutes left in this show. We'll talk. Give me a call. The number's right there. I just posted it. First person to call is the first person I picked up. Good, bad, ugly, indifferent, whatever. Even if it's a troll, even if it's an idiot who wants to talk a bunch of crap. Ooh, we got a call. Here we go.
Hey, Mark.
Welcome to the Patriot Nation Radio Show. Who's on the phone?
It's Mandy.
Mandy, what's happening?
Hey, right. So we'll get it right.
New Zealand.
It's New Zealand.
All
not
righty.
Quite
well,
Australia.
All right. Well, so how you been, man? It's been a long time. I hope you're well.
Yeah, I'm doing okay. Just sort of staying on the lower side of everything because I know what this government here is doing. So you can Google this and you'll find it. The government have aligned with the mongrel mob, which is a gang affiliation here, going door to door to encourage vaccines. Sorry about the word.
Encourage?
To encourage people to get the jab.
I don't know how long you've been listening for tonight, but I'm not getting the jab.
I'm not getting it at all either. Absolutely not. But when you've got to enlist gang members, you're
right.
Asking for intimidation rackets to be implied onto people. I don't roll in that game. And that's pretty gnarly. This PM member, my Prime Minister, Jacinda, yeah,
yep.
She's very nasty. What she's doing to this, she's even admitted it's a two-tier citizenship here. You know,
right.
She's pitting the vaxxed off against the unvaxxed.
And it's not right. You know, we thought we would learn about this stuff following World War II and the liberation of the Jewish people from the Nazis. But here we are, facing it again. And you know what's funny, too? Over here in this great country, we have the abortionists. My body, my choice. But
yep.
It goes out the window as soon as you go against anything they say. We don't care. It's not your body and your choice anymore. It's the government's body. Well, guess what?
I believe we actually have one of the most extreme abortion bills in the world as well since she's been in power. Send me a private message where I can ring you at home. I want to tell you a little bit something else. So going back to the events that started here 2.5 years ago, if you remember that big event, why the gun grab happened.
Yep.
Yep. I'll tell you a little more. All of this has just merged in together with us over here. Where the greater world's had it since March last year, we've had it since March the year before. Okay. So we've had it for a year longer in the crazy over here. From conversations I've heard, there is talk of rolling out the military on the street over here.
So what you're saying right now is that... Oh, shit.
Let me put it this way. Let's just say a Pacific Brotherhood is benefiting somewhere.
Well, I know there's a lot of money being made on this whole scam. Dr. Fauci of America is on the run. He was grilled in Congress today by Rand Paul. Rand Paul really got him.
Rand Paul has been doing a wicked job, an amazing job. And he's got to keep up that hard nailing of what he does. Just nail that stuff to the cross. Nail the friggin' truth down and just keep doing this. We in the world, the greater world, are inflicted by what's coming out of, I'm sorry to say, America by Fauci and the FDA and the CDC, where the rest of us in the world are inflicted on this. And we don't we can't stand up against Fauci because he's not here. He's there.
And
so we really count on the Americans to stand with us.
No flying hell about
this. Yeah. So, you know, we don't ask them to stand for us. We ask them to stand with us. And we have to do this as a global thing now, I think. But I've always said we needed to make a global stand. I've always said something big was coming down the pipeline. Here we are. And laws over here can put us in jail relatively easy now.
Yeah. Mandy, you know, I remember when we first started talking, would you ever imagine when we first started chit-chatting about things that today we'd be talking about this?
I wouldn't have thought it to be quite this, but I would have expected to certainly have seen something very big before I left this life. I just didn't expect it quite this early. I thought it may be towards, you know, 2030. But, it doesn't surprise me at all because I talked about bioweapons and nanoweaponry and technology 8 or so years ago, and this does not surprise me anymore. Nothing surprises me, especially if you know who my prime minister is.
I've done so many shows on geoengineering. How easy would it be for some stupid government official to fly over? Who knows if that's not how they delivered it, by dumping it out of airplanes? Let's spread it all over the world. We'll just dump it out of an airplane in a chemtrail. Who knows?
This is it. Well, we've got our foods getting affected of things now too. So what are they doing? You know, this is absolutely, it's madness. The mandates that they bring down on things, the bylaws, the laws that they do, especially when it comes to building. You want to talk about green deals? I can turn around and sit down. I'll talk about green deals. I'll talk about sustainability, but logical sustainability that can be done, that is logical, that is affordable, that is practical, and that will sustain everybody if everyone follows the same protocol. You know, not just our governments enslaving us. What's the point of doing this to us when China's not going to clean up their emissions, when China's the biggest emission friggin' country in the world? We are the ones cleaning up their behavior.
Yeah, I've seen some of the waterways in videos and pictures of and pollution. I got guys at my job who went to China, and they couldn't believe we had a built a machine for China. And guys went to install it, and it was really what a trash, disgusting travesty of a nation it is. What they show you on TV, how nice it is, you know, and look, they have certain spots that are beautiful.
Yep.
Or photo ops. Everything else is a ghetto. The whole country is a ghetto. Every town is a ghetto. And you go, there's a couple of spots, Singapore and, you know, main cities. They make them nice for the photo ops. But outside the cities, they don't have beautiful, sprawling suburbs like they do here in the United States. Beautiful homes, quiet neighborhoods, street lights on every corner. You know, cops patrolling the streets, keeping you safe. They don't have stuff like that.
But we're going to lose all ours rapidly too with these lockdowns. So I noticed through videos, is it New York City, the rubbish that's been piling up? You're going to end up having a major black plague outbreak if we don't clean these behaviours up and get rid of... Look, there's no reason why the guys that do the rubbish couldn't have been working right through this. There was no need for this laziness to be inflicted on the nation. All of this
lockdown
just doesn't
for disease with a 99% survival rate.
Yeah, I was going to say, all of this doesn't make sense, but it does when you look at the fact this is a communist regime that is pushing the agenda through the ABC agencies, you know. And our governments are just the paid puppeteers, but they're paid well.
Out of our dime, we go to work every day, pay our taxes so that they can screw us with it.
Oh, exactly. I mean, how do you honestly feel about paying for Biden to go overseas just to have a cat nap?
Right. Flying in
jets. You know, that's what he did. He was sleeping.
In private plane. I heard it was 400 private planes flew into that summit.
but we're in a catastrophe for climate, right? Well, why couldn't you all do it virtually like everyone did when they were in lockdown? You want to make a really a real statement. Do it all virtual. Do it all in holograms. They've got the ability of holograms because Jacinda opened up her prime ministry for the very first time on a hologram.
And we had the talking dinosaur, didn't we? And he could have his mask on in his virtual meeting again, President Biden.
Yeah, exactly. You know, I just altered I just alter it a little bit and I'd add a couple of things to it if I was running it, but, you know, never mind. I can't say too much. That's so sad. I do take this in my stride. I absolutely do. My friend who's sitting beside me, she's fully vaxxed. I'm not. I did show her the video talking about transhumanism and how... this is patented and so on and so on. So we can't change what's happened, but what we do is we embrace it and we laugh about it. So I ask her now, how does she feel about being a transhuman? Because we can't change it. We can't change this, but we're not going to hate down on each other because of the government say so.
Right.
And this is exactly what the government wants, everyone hating down on each other.
Yep.
The CRT, same thing. Everything I'm seeing is about having each other hate down on each other. And then we're pushing this whole gang going door to door here. Well, what's going to happen when they end up on the doorstep of affiliates of another gang? Is this going to be a gang war we're going to face here?
Maybe.
I mean, what is this going to bring? This is concerning.
So here in the great United States of America, President Joe Biden has put his vaccine mandate in place, and they're using an arm of the federal government, the Occupational Safety and something, you know, whatever, OSHA, and to impose the fines. So on January 4th or 7th, whenever it starts, thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of Americans are going to lose their jobs overnight.
We've got a lot of people about to lose jobs here too. So
the plan
that
they have come up with is working perfectly. They are crippling our whole world with this crap.
Oh, exactly. Right, so for the greater part of New Zealand, we're two islands.
Agenda 21, Agenda 2030 in full swing. They went, oh, my God, we figured out how we can get to Agenda 2030. We did it. Here we go.
Yes. So the agenda, okay, so, who was it? The World Economic Forum, the UN signed in the 2030 agenda in 2019. Jacinda Ardern was the first government to sign on the dotted lines, bringing the 2030 agenda policies into New Zealand law, which covered the 2021 agenda as well.
Yeah. Agenda 21 failed because patriots caught on, heard about it, and stopped it and made it impossible. So if we keep fighting, patriots like you and me and all
what
sorts
hampered
of
the agenda 21 was the fact that Trump got in office and he withdrew from the UN. So there's 4 years that you're on speed dial to make up for the past 4 years he hampered them. He was the backstop for all of us in the world, not just America, in the world. And like Trump, hate Trump, I don't care how anyone feels about Trump. He was our saving grace. He gave us breathing room. And if people can't appreciate that, then, sad.
You know, that this is coming all the way from New Zealand, folks. They love Trump in New Zealand. They love Trump in Sweden, Russia, China. Even Chinese people probably love President Trump. I would have to say the common person in China making the sneakers for the basketball guys, the millionaires that go, we need reparations for slavery, even they buy and have their shoes made by slaves in China, those people probably like President Trump too. That would be my guess.
A good majority of people do because they don't like the communism that's coming down the pipeline.
Right.
And I'm already signed up for his new website for when it opens. So I'm waiting for it to open, which is meant to be sometime after the new year. If you haven't got that, let me know. I'll forward you the link, sign up to it, be ready for it to go.
Send me the link.
I'm certainly
done. I think I got a name and everything. I think I got a screen name and a page name and everything. They sent me something a long time ago, and I registered Patriot Nation Radio News Info or something like that. I have a screenshot of what it is. But yeah, I got some kind of confirmation. I'm still waiting.
Yeah, because we do need to move off these communist platforms that are putting the boot down on our throat. I can't even talk about facts without being sent silenced. And I'm talking about facts that our government put out, stuff that's on our government listing. I even dropped the government links and I'll still get silenced over YouTube and Facebook. Jacinda Ardern has openly admitted that the quarantine camps is about installing 2 weeks of sustained propaganda. Okay, so that's called re-education. She's also openly admitted that her and her people are the only source of truth. Isn't that like Fauci saying he's science and she's saying she's truth? That's something startling to think about, people. She gets $500,000 a year. She's probably one of the highest paid government officials in the world. She's come from a nobody to a major somebody. Well, no, she's always been a somebody if you dig into her history. Her father was a former police chief, so she grew up in the political realm. She got a masonry scholarship. She backbenched for Labor, went over to work for Tony Blair when Helen went over to the UN. She became the president of International Union of Socialist Youth, which is a socialist communist movement, to come home to backbench for the Labor a bit more. And she was thrown in the last 3 weeks into our primary election, and she won that on a coalition. The last election she won last year, she won on the sheer fact that she gave out a lot of citizenships to the Brotherhood. So it pulled a big favor in for her.
Mandy, you know the Brotherhood, right here.
I'm referring to, right?
Well, I'm right here at the end of the show, and maybe we can chat a little bit. Come on the show again. Stay in touch. We'll do a whole episode together. It's been a long time. We used to have some great shows. I got to wrap it
Definitely,
up.
Definitely, Mark. Thank you so much.
I got family in town and everything, so stay in touch. I sent you a link on how to call me. I can't get on the phone today. Don't call me today. I got a whole bunch of stuff going on. I got family in town, like I said. It's very busy, and I started my own little business, so I'm working like crazy all the time. So it's been really
stressful. Oh, awesome. Good on you.
But keep in touch. I gave you my phone number in the Facebook Messenger.
Thank you.
Give me a ring tomorrow. I 16 hours, I think, is the time difference. I get out of work here at 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I don't know what time that is over in Australia, but that would be Saturday, like 8 o'clock in the morning or something.
Okay, I can tell you now it is about 2 o'clock. It's 2 p.m. here now.
3 p.m. and it's 9 p.m. on Thursday. So you have 3 p.m. Friday.
No, 2 p.m.
Friday. 3
p.m. Friday. I'm your future, darling. Believe me.
What can we expect in the near future, Mandy?
What can we expect in the near future? Us, the people, we, the saviors, MAGA, make America great again. It's actually make a godly alliance, make a godly allegiance, and make a godly army.
Amen. All right, Mandy, I appreciate you calling in. Thanks for tuning in and calling up. And I'm going to play this Star Spangled Banner. I'm going to wrap it up, folks. Don't forget, coming up next week, Roger Stone joins us. I believe if this one's confirmed, I'm going to call again. I got his phone number. I'll call again. Make sure. But Roger Stone next Thursday, 8 p.m., right here on the Patriot Nation Radio Show. And with that, we're going to wrap it up because here at Patriot Nation Radio, we rise for the flag and we kneel for the cross. This is our good friend Dave Bray, DaveBrayUSA.com. Music on a Mission Storyteller Edition. You can get this version. You can just search it out. Spotify, iTunes, done all the places, or, you know, whatever. Find it. DaveBrayUSA.com. This is the Star Spangled Banner. Please rise and join me as our friend Dave Bray rocks the house. Uh-oh. Where's the sound? Oh, I turned it down. Tuesdays and Thursdays, 7 p.m., and the American Allegiance Show with Kevin Weiss, Wednesday, 7 p.m., right here on the Patriot Nation Radio Network, www.blogtalkradio.com/Patriot Nation. Until we meet again, good night, God bless you, and God bless America.